The Celestial Tarot, The Fool's Journey, Chapter 10, The World, Partial Fulfillment, Yet the Final Challenge Awaits. The Observer's Journey and the Journey of Their Allies began in the Museum of Lost Wisdom, where the Observer first discovered the ancient tarot deck. The Fool card was drawn, a self-dealing deck that issued it, and the Observer embarked on a mystical path, entering a realm where destiny and choice intertwine. Along the way, the Witness met powerful allies. The High Priestess, who was known as the Goddess Inanna, who revealed the value of hidden knowledge. There was also a magician, the warrior king Gilgamesh, its personification, who taught the power of transformation. Lilith, a goddess and also a spirit representing the moon, appeared, who unveiled the illusions of fear and doubt. They also faced dark forces, the first being the Hierophant reversed, whose desire to control free thought was a harbinger of the great threats ahead. Together with their companions, the Observer witnessed the fall of the Tower, a reminder that destruction is often the beginning of renewal itself. As they pressed on, the challenges grew heavier. The Lover's reversed card tempted the Observer to abandon the path, whispering promises of peace in exchange for complacency. Yet through the counsel of their allies and the strength found within, the Observer refused to surrender. And most recently, judgment appeared, with the looming realization that every action, every choice would soon be weighed. Now at the edge of the ultimate confrontation with the antagonist, the Observer stands with their companions, their fate bound to the tarot's greater truths, preparing for what lies ahead. The Observer journeys through the forest with their allies. The soft rustling of leaves turns tense, accompanied by a low, steady hum, and the wind that once carried peace now swirls with growing intensity, hinting at an approaching storm. There is a mountaintop before them. It was once serene and radiant, offering the promise of completion, but it now feels heavy with anticipation. The Observer stands with their companions. The High Priestess, representing in this world as Inanna, the magician, manifesting as the warrior king Gilgamesh, the hermit, the Greek goddess Hecate, and each of them changed by their journey, each of them holding the knowledge that they have gained. But the sense of fulfillment, of true harmony, remains just out of reach. They know this is not the end. The final challenge awaits, and it is not one that will be easily overcome. A distant rumble of thunder rolls across the sky, the wind picking up speed as the air around them shifts. The world beneath their feet, once solid, now feels uncertain. The Observer's eyes scan the horizon, seeing the vast landscape of the tarot world stretched before them. The fields that once thrived with life now seem shadowed, and the tower that fell, the rebuilding effort of it, has slowed, the light of the stars once so bright flickering with doubt. The path to the world has not been a smooth one, and it is clear now that there is still one final hurdle to overcome. The antagonist remains, lurking just beyond the reach of this mountaintop, waiting to make his move. The hum of energy grows louder, pulsing through the air, as the figures of the High Priestess, the Magician, and the Hermit step forward with the Observer. Their faces are grim, their bodies tense, each of them feeling the weight of what is to come. The High Priestess, who appears in this world as Inanna, but not in every world, says calm but with urgency, "We have come so far, but this is not the end. The world is within reach, but it has not been earned yet, and the balance is still incomplete, and our greatest challenge awaits us. We must stand together now, for only in unity can we face what lies ahead." The wind howls around them, whipping through their robes and hair, as the sky darkens, casting long shadows across the landscape. And with it, the presence of the antagonist seems to grow stronger, the air thick with anticipation, almost palpable. But then, just as the tension peaks, something stirs within the deck. A soft hum, barely audible at first, then louder, as the cards begin to shift. And the faint shuffling of cards is heard, the energy in the air crackling. The world card emerges, glowing with a soft, radiant light, and it hovers in the air before the seekers, suspended, an omen of completion, of harmony, waiting to be claimed. The four corners of the universe, the lion, the eagle, the bull, and the angel, encircle the figure within the card, a reminder of the strength, wisdom, stability, and guidance that surround them. And the deck, calm yet firm, can be heard saying, "You stand at the threshold of the final challenge. The world offers completion, but only if you have the courage to face what lies ahead. Your journey is nearing its end, but the greatest test still awaits." There is a sudden crack of thunder across the sky, echoing, and the ground beneath them trembles. The figure of the antagonist appears as a dark shadow on the horizon, a silhouette against the fading light, his presence overwhelming. He is here, the force that has been working against them all along, the one who seeks to unravel the world to deflate the power of the tarot and keep knowledge locked away. He moves with purpose, his eyes fixed on the world card from afar, his expression one of cold, calculating determination. The wind whips violently now, carrying with it the sound of the antagonist's footsteps as he begins to approach them. The air crackles with tension, the energy around them growing more chaotic by the second. Yet amidst their angst, there is a ray of sunshine, a moment of joy. There is the soft patter of paws on the forest floor, a gentle rustling of leaves as the wind stirs. From the underbrush emerges the faithful dog of the fool, which is really now the dog of the observer who's merged with the fool card, and the dog's eyes are bright with recognition, its tail wagging with excitement. Gilgamesh steps forward, a knowing smile on his face, having retrieved the animal. "You'll need all the help you can get for what lies ahead, that I can tell you. I responded to the call of one of the villagers who was watching the dog, and it seems your companion wasn't about to be left behind." The observer kneels, embracing the dog, feeling a renewed sense of strength. The journey wasn't meant to be walked alone, and even the smallest ally plays a vital role. The dog barks happily, nuzzling the observer's hand, who is really merged with the fool, its master, ready to face whatever challenges lies ahead. After the brief respite of reunion, the business at hand takes center stage once again. Hecate, the hermit, calm but resolute, says, "Well, the time for reflection is over, and we had our meeting about judgment and destiny. Now is the time for action. We have each grown in our own way, but we must stand together if we are to stop this antagonist. The world will not be handed to us. We must fight for it." The sound of heavy footsteps grows louder as the antagonist steps onto the mountaintop. His presence is suffocating, his energy dark and oppressive, as though he carries with him the weight of all the knowledge he seeks to suppress. And he says coldly, "You think you've come so far that you have grown, but you are still bound by the same illusions, the same weaknesses. The world is not yours to claim. It will fall just as the tower did, just as every piece of your journey will. Knowledge is nothing but a tool for control, and I will be the one to yield it." A sharp crack of lightning splits the sky, casting a harsh light across the scene. The ground beneath the seeker's feet trembles once more, as though the world itself is reacting to the antagonist's presence. The observer feels the weight of the antagonist's words, but they also feel the strength of their allies beside them, the high priestess, the magician, the hermit, Lilith, the star. Each of them having faced their own trials, their own moments of doubt and growth. The wind howls around them, and the faint glow of the world card intensifies as though it is fighting to hold itself together against the antagonist's influence. The observer says firmly, "You seek to control, to suppress, to destroy what you cannot understand, but the world is not something that can be taken by force. It is something that is earned through growth, through learning, through perseverance. And we will not let you unravel it." The energy in the air crackles, and the figures of the high priestess, the magician, and the hermit move to form a circle around the world card, their combined strength pushing back against the antagonist's dark energy. He mocks them. "You think you can stop me? You think your growth, your so-called wisdom, can hold back the inevitable? The tower world is nothing but a reflection of the real world, and both are bound to collapse under the weight of their own illusions. I am simply the one to ensure that this happens sooner rather than later." The sky darkens further, and the ground beneath the feet of the seekers begins to crack as though the world itself is starting to fracture under the antagonist's influence. The high priestess, representing in this world as Inanna, says steadily, "Knowledge is not a weapon, nor is it a burden. It is the light that guides us forward, that helps us grow and understand. You seek to twist it, to turn it into something destructive, but we will not allow that. The world is a place of unity, of completion, and it will stand no matter what you try to do." And the magician, representing in this world as Gilgamesh, says, "We face the tower's fall, that destructive force, and also the reverse lovers and their temptation to just give up and, well, quit. And the trials of judgment, too. We've come through stronger, wiser, and now we stand at the brink of fulfillment. This is the final challenge, and we will not falter." The energy intensifies, and the glow of the world card grows brighter, pushing back against the darkness that surrounds them. The air crackles with power as the final confrontation is about to begin. The observer stands at the center of it all, feeling the weight of the journey they've traveled. They are no longer just a fool, no longer just an observer. They are the culmination of everything that has been earned, and everything they will become. And now, they stand ready to face the final challenge, to fight for the world, for completion, for the future of the Tarot itself. The wind roars, the ground trembles, and the final battle is about to begin. Each side pushing against the other, the fate of the world hanging in the balance.